Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word, Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. I enjoyed a very nice evening at the Cafe Society in Westbury Village Hall just this past Thursday, when we heard about the revelling of people celebrating the 12 days of Christmas in the 17th century, and then the slam down by the Puritans on such behaviour in the celebration of this festive season. Whilst we do not, well, commonly experience such raucous behaviour of the 17th century, most of us will have some thoughts about the focus of our celebrations not being just on the joy and gratitude of welcoming God amongst us in Jesus during this time. We see the great commercialism involved, starting in our shops, as the speaker said last Thursday evening, even before Halloween is upon us. The shift has come for us to celebrate Christmas before it is here, before the great day. By the time Christmas morning comes, we are worn out. The 12 days are not the 12 days of celebrating. Folks get to Christmas Day and then say it is all over by the King's speech. And that's if they bother to listen to that in the afternoon anyway. The time of Advent is actually our preparation time. And this was traditionally a time of reflection and austerity leading to the great day. But I am a person who holds dear to what I can see that is positive in life, and I applaud it. And I've noticed in just the most recent of years that we are once again celebrating Christmas. Our children are having nativity plays in our schools. We have our crib services, our carol services, our Christingle services being well attended in our churches across the UK. We are no longer having to call this season our winter festival, and our school nativity plays are going by that name as well. Thankfully, our country, which is of many faiths now, is able and encouraged to celebrate each of their festivals, just as it should be. So our season of Advent, the time set aside for preparation for what is coming. In both our readings, we are called to be alert, to be prepared for what is ahead. The Gospel reading in my book, my Bible, said the necessity for watchfulness at the beginning of this passage. The watchfulness in our Gospel reading is not for Christmas. Our celebrations on December the 25th. We know that date, we can anticipate that. Although I must say that this year it has caught me out almost by surprise, the beginning of Advent, but that's another matter. No, this watchfulness in the second coming of Christ is what we are called to be alerted to, the second coming of Christ. We are reminded in our Gospel reading of how God will come again in Christ, the Son of Man, it says. He will come in glory to take us all into the heavenly realm, when God will finally say, enough is enough. And we are told, we do not know when this time will be, but we are to be prepared. It reminds us in the reading that Noah knew and took the preparations needed, and he was saved from the great flood. We too, we know it will happen. We've been alerted. Let us be prepared. This cry to be prepared could make us anxious, but it is to alert us, to remind us to not be complacent. It's not like the anxiety and stress we get when we need to make sure we have given enough time to defrost the turkey. Or, oh no, I've missed the last post date for my Christmas cards, which I notoriously do. And in fact, writing this made me look up when is the last date for sending abroad. But no, God loves us dearly. He just wants us to turn to him, to be prepared for us meeting him. So we don't get so busy in our lives that we forget what life is all about, meeting God one day. So we need to get to know him, to take that step to worship him. And that is a bit of what Advent is all about. The whole season ahead of Advent, of Christmas, is a great time for us to gather and worship. We're slightly small on numbers this morning. It is to refresh our connections with God, with the accounts of the Christmas story, with this vulnerable little baby born to a young woman in Bethlehem, this little baby who went on to do so much for us and is still doing so much for us. That's what Advent is all about. We've just lit this first candle on our beautiful Advent wreath here, and we're reminded about the patriarchs, the fathers of our faith, who reminded us to be ready and waiting, and we are called to live by the light of faith. And we only heard two readings today, from Romans and from the Gospel of Matthew, but there was a third reading allocated for today, and that was from the prophet Isaiah. And I'll just read a short bit of it. Isaiah foretells of a time when they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And we're not there yet, are we? We hear news of wars around the world, indeed unrest in the UK on occasions too. We have not reached the time we are looking forward to. But in the meantime, we wait in preparation. As Isaiah says, we are to walk in the light of the Lord. Indeed, as Paul mentions in the letter to the Romans that Pat read, he says we are to put on the armour of light. And he said, let us walk decently in the day. I love the words of Paul, he's always very to the point. Let us walk decently as in the day. I think that implies not walking, behaving as we might do in the dark when we think no one can see us in the darkness of night. So how does this look for us in our benefice in rural Buckinghamshire? Well, on Friday, we decorated 11 Christmas trees in the church in Tindwick. I was in Water Stratford's church during the week, and I saw the tree in there ready for decorating. And those of us who live here in Westbury will have noticed all the Christmas lights coming out around the village. Out walking just this past week, I got to chatting to one man and his wife, not far from here actually, who were putting up their lights. And when I said how wonderful their lights were looking, or would look, he tutted and said, bah, humbug. But he did have a smile on his face. All this expression of physically showing the light in the dark is so needed, and I love it. It brings such joy and beauty to our long, dark evenings. And even more, the very act of decorating and putting into action all our Christmas celebrations and gatherings in our churches, in our communities, in our homes, our generous donation to church collections, to our charities, to the food bank, to Baby Basics. Just last week, I took a carload over to the benefice, from the benefice to Milton Keynes, to Baby Basics. And they were just so grateful to have the donations for those in such need at this time. All this is a declaration that we, in a big way or a small way, that we have recognised that God is close by. That in what we do for the least of those who are in need, we do for him. That we are preparing for him. Recognising he is coming close by to us in this season. Isn't that an amazing thing for us to rejoice in? Let us be prepared for whatever this season will bring. As we celebrate together the light of Christ coming down, the presence of God with us, Emmanuel coming down amongst us. Let us be prepared, but also save some energy, some love and joy to celebrate those 12 days of Christmas too. Amen.